Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Olive Crest and features Richard Hansen. He's the CEO and founder of a company called Incentive. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. We've talked on the telephone, and we have some very interesting content coming up. But we always like to get started by just asking our guests a little bit about their background and their experiences that led up to where they are now. So tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so first of all, I'm from Sweden, so that's, you know, excuse for the accent at least. So I've been working as a serial entrepreneur for the last like 15 years or so, and turning like 38 or 38, I'm going to turn 39 now, so I'm going to go up for the big 40s. So I'm getting old, but being an entrepreneur, I've been into now starting 5 different companies so far. And a couple of the companies actually, you know, did an exit and sold them off. And some of the companies I put to sleep because it simply didn't work out. So I've seen both sides of, you know, being the successful side of running your own business and getting out of it, and also seeing, you know, it didn't work out, so to speak.
Well, you have to try things, right?
Yeah.
And that's what an entrepreneur does, is keep trying until you find one that works. Or you gotta know when to hold them and when to fold them, like the country western song.
Yeah, does. For sure. And also, you know, this thing we're doing now with Incentive, the company we're going to talk about, the business, is that's an idea we know founded in 2006. So we've been doing that for a couple of years, but, you know, into a very immature market. But we believed in our idea and kept on doing it, you know, and endurance is one, you know, big factor in running your own business as well. Maybe not your core business at that moment, but if you got an idea, then you should pursue it and then endure it.
So how did you get the idea for Incentive, and tell us how it got its start?
Yeah, it got started back in 2006, and to be honest, inspired by some screenshots I found from engineers at IBM, and they created back in 2006 or 2005 even internal blogs. At that stage, you know, blogs was a cool thing to have on your web page, and you want to communicate it and use it as a PR tool or whatever. And they used the same way of communicating, but internally. So then I got the idea that this is probably going to happen, you know, this social media thing going on between consumer and the company, or you using it as a marketing material, a tool, will move into the company, you know, as an enterprise tool. And my idea was it's probably going to be, you know, a complete suite of different things in terms of blogging, wikis, or sharing, or Facebook walling, you know, stuff like that. So that was, you know, the inspiration to get going and create the software.
So what does the software, what's the concept behind it? What does it do?
What we're trying to do is to, you know, everyone is talking about bring your own device today, and that's a problem for the IT manager and stuff like that. But what we see even more challenging is bring your way, you know, way of doing things. And if you look at your, you know, with your private, in your personal life, when you do things, you can easily communicate with a big group of people, the community, you can ask questions, or you can Google and you will find in an instant whatever you're looking for. And exactly that is what we're trying to replicate into the company. So that the being of an internet, or the internet as it is, we're trying to create an intranet, or we want to call it a social intranet.
So it creates an intranet to create a collection of tribal knowledge, if you will, within a company.
Yeah.
And which is important, because companies are, it's been said, they're no more than processes and systems put together, right?
Yeah.
That's the most important part of a company. So that when somebody learns how to do something, they'll communicate that within the system, and then it'll hold and archive that information and be searchable in the future.
Exactly. So the idea is to, you know, take inspiration from the social media giants, making the tool work very similar. So for the users, it's very easy to, you know, onboard and just get in and create stuff in it. And that makes, you know, over time you will create a, you know, gold mine of information. If the company is successful in, you know, bringing it on and bringing people on board, you will create a goldmine of information by the end of the day in terms of, you know, searching and scouting for talent within the company.
So it's beyond just a say tool that would This actually is going to think about the information that's coming in, kind of using social media, kind of technology, as I understand it. Is that right?
Exactly. Making things discoverable already is now, in terms of everything a company has invested until today, I think, in terms of IT systems, is something to support the formal knowledge and the business processes and stuff like that. And what we're trying to do is to connect the formal knowledge and the informal knowledge within the company. And the informal knowledge is in our heads, and, you know, the water cooler effect. When I, you know, standing by the water cooler and I just ask a random question to a random person and I find this answer. And that's what we're trying to transfer into the company, so you can talk to the community, so to speak. But in this case, the community is your coworkers.
Is this something that would be appropriate for businesses of all sizes, or do you, which types of sizes are you targeting?
For our sake, we're targeting specifically small and medium-sized enterprises, which could be anything from 2 employees up to like 500 or 1,000.
That's
typically a segment. And we have found out, like, the smaller the company is, the more problems they have in that case, because they, being small, they think they know everything, but they don't know anything about what the other person is doing. So
the smaller they are, the more locked up that knowledge is, right?
Yeah, exactly. And also in terms of, you know, they actually think that everyone knows everything because we are so small. So how can we miss this? So it's the opposite. So if you're 10 plus or 20, this is a perfect way to, you know, get people into the know, but also for the company owner to actually know, get people to share the knowledge into the system.
This is fascinating. So we're going to come back after this short break and talk with Richard Hansen, CEO and founder of Incentive, with offices in Venice, California, about increasing collaboration between coworkers. We'll be right back after this moment. Incentive is a social intranet that integrates your company's formal knowledge with your people's informal knowledge, all in one place. We help thousands of companies and hundreds of countries work smarter together. Learn how to jumpstart your company's internal collaboration. For more information, visit us online at www.incentivecorp.com. That's www.incentivecorp.com. Olive Crest is a local nonprofit organization dedicated to preventing child abuse, treating and educating at-risk children, and preserving the family one life at a time. For 40 years, Olive Crest has provided safe, loving homes to at-risk youth throughout Southern California, Nevada, and the Pacific Northwest. There are many ways you can help, including volunteering or becoming a foster parent. Go to www.olivecrest.org or call 1-800-550-CHILD to learn more. That's 1-800-550-CHILD. Call today. Welcome back, friends. I just want to remind you that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you'll find all of their interviews and highlights online at exitcoachradio.com or on iTunes. I'm talking with Richard Hansen, the CEO and founder of Incentive, and they've created an incredible software tool that helps to increase collaboration between coworkers. And before the break, Richard, we talked about how, especially in smaller companies, you might have an owner who founded the business and maybe a second in command or a key employee who's been there forever, and a lot of their information of how they do what they do is locked up in their heads. So Incentive brings that and turns it into a searchable database so that someone else can come in and take over if they have to. Is that right?
Exactly. You know, in terms of, if you want to use the term, you know, being evil corp. So in that term, I want to drain the brain of the coworkers and get, you know, not so dependent of key persons, because you are. And the knowledge they are the key thing. So that's where we want to, you know, attack in some sense. And, you know, when you implement this, you have to make sure that, you know, everyone is on board, but typically in the beginning you have to attack or get the ambassadors, the people who want to, you know, early adopters on board as soon as possible, because the key persons or the key employees are usually the last ones to join, because, you know, they want to keep their knowledge because it's a part of their power, so to speak. So in a weird sense, you know, they will stay out of it for a while, but we have, you know, in every time we have been involved in the implementation, we can see that at some point or another they will join and share the knowledge, because otherwise they're outside of the loop.
Now, that's a good point. I mean, job security is knowing, you know, where everything is, and a lot of people look at their jobs that way. If I tell them everything I know, then they might not need me anymore.
Exactly.
Is that true? Is that, well, what do you find out?
And it's not true in that sense. Of course, you're a part of the company because you know something, and you're obviously a key player. But, you know, holding that information isn't a part of that, because if you hold that information, I think you stop evolving as well, you know, to bring new stuff to the table. Instead, you just keep what you have. But if you bring the things you have to the table and put it in, for example, our system, you will, as a key person, probably progress and, you know, educate yourself or bring more to the table. And the company will also be more up to speed in terms of, you know, what the knowledge they have, and they can discuss new ideas and move even faster maybe than the competitors.
Well, and technically, and I think a lot of companies have this, but technically, the information that you garner about how you do your work is the property of the company. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's that process, the fact that you're refining that process just means that you're helping the company get stronger and better, but you're still an employee of the company in those cases. But there are a lot of owners out there, I would say, that would have probably been through the loss of a key employee, yeah, whether it's through tragedy or, you know, moving on.
Yeah.
And in that case, I'm sure that they've been through situations where they're like, how did they do what they do? And how am I, more importantly, for our listeners who are thinking about how am I going to transfer the value of my business in the future,
yeah,
if you don't have that catalog some way, a lot of companies have done it by paper, but that's relatively inefficient these days, right?
In terms of, what you do with paper is you lock it up, you know, in a safe, but it's very, very hard to search and actually find, you know, the knowledge or the information. So, okay, you have kept it or you secured it in that sense. But in our sense, you know, we're trying to attack problems you have today. It's too much emailing, for example, between two coworkers, and as soon as you email each other, you create a silo of that information. It's kept as a secret from the rest of the company, not, you know, because it is secret, but because of the way of communicating. And the companies we've been working with have instead, you know, instead of saying emailing, they are sharing, so to speak. So when they want to communicate with me or whatever, whoever, they share through our system. Totally open, you know, and transparent, and the communication can be read by everyone because it's not secret in that sense. And that, you know, some people may say, okay, that does make sense, you know, it's totally irrelevant for me at this moment, you know, why should I read that? And no, you shouldn't read it at that specific moment.
Mm-hmm.
But the value is when I search that for any keyword in 6 months, maybe I will find this conversation between those two coworkers discussing exactly this customer or this problem. And then at that stage, 6 months later, the information put in becomes value.
Does the program itself, as it collects the information, catalog it in some way besides search tools and that type of a thing? So if someone puts in a keyword, running the machine, for instance,
yeah,
it comes up with that? Or does it create, is that up to the users to kind of create steps and processes within it?
It's a combination of, you know, it's a full text search and it's tagging and categorizing, but also we put in value in terms of many people have commented it, you know, interacted with it, liked it, because we have like Facebook, or they have shared it with other colleagues. We can draw the conclusion that this information is probably pretty important and popular because it has many readers, and then we will put it higher up in the search results, make it more relevant, just like Google. Like Google, we have this ranking system, but again, internally. So again, we're trying to, you know, play with the sentence. So what if you could Google your own company? That would be a great success in terms of that speed of finding information. But then we say you need a social internet because you have to feed the search engine with good information. So in the other end, it actually turns up with good results.
And I can imagine that, especially in situations where you have multiple office locations, or even sometimes association groups could use this,
yeah,
to gather the best of the best from all of their members. There's a lot of applications that this has, and I like the fact that you've incorporated some of the social media tools like things that say, okay, the users are saying this is important, so we're moving it up the...
Exactly. It's like a voting system saying this is a good idea. You cannot use it as an ID voting system, for example. It's a very powerful tool if you use it in the right way.
So how do people use this, and how do they get started with this? Let me ask you that question.
In a practical sense, or more, or you know, more strategical, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, what's the first thing that they do? They go to your website.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's a subscription that they look at there, yeah. Or is there a trial or something like that.
So what we are focusing on, as you know, being to differ us from our competitors, is being this on-premise or your private cloud installations. We are not a software as a service as anyone else. So we are more like this old-fashioned software in a good sense, because we think privacy control is of biggest essence in this case. You know,
makes
if
sense,
you have
yeah.
a mm-hmm. this company and this and you get this going and it's successful, you will have this huge database of knowledge, and you don't want to share that, so to speak, with anyone else. And also to make it very transferable, as you said, if you're going to move this into another company, you maybe will be merged or acquired by another company. And having our software, it's very easy to just take your data with you into the new business, and even person can quit in that, you know, process, but still mm-hmm. the information is in this database. So everything is in control.
I could imagine that people could be concerned that the trade secrets maybe end up in here and a competitor hacks into it.
Exactly. So. And also, too, what we emphasize, you know, have control of your data. If you use those online services, you actually don't know where your data is. It can actually be, you know, on a server in China if you want to, you know, be very paranoid, but you know, mm-hmm. you don't know actually, and you mm-hmm. share your data actually with tons of other clients as well.
So do you have different levels of security for different
as well?
Different,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So we begin everything. Everything is completely open and transparent, and then you can set up a, you know, management room or whatever you want to call it, where you can discuss strategical decisions, and then you can let people into the know in the pace you want.
So a lot of customization goes into this that
None.
People can really build their.
Yeah, in that case, yeah, you set it up
and build their own kind of layers. Okay, so where do people go to find out about this?
They go, hopefully, to our website, which is www.incentivecorp.com, and you will find good information about case studies from our customers that successfully done this for many, many years. We have been around since 2006, so we know a lot about this. Mm-hmm. And there you can find information how to, you know, download it, install it, or try it out directly on our website as a demo.
So there you have it, folks. Richard Hansen, CEO and founder of Incentive, an exciting new program to help business owners collaborate between their co-workers and build some tribal knowledge and processes and systems in an effective way using technology. We're going to be right back after this. Thanks very much for joining us, by the way, Richard.
Thank you.
We're going to be right back after this moment.
At ExitCoachRadio.com, we're interviewing over 100 top advisors to get you one-minute tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new content daily at 6 a.m. and 1 p.m. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute. Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.